Radha Rani has appeared in Varsana. Thousands and thousands of people watched her Abhishek and chanted Radhe, Radhe, Radhe all night long. Everyone's hearts were filled with the presence of Radha Rani, the mercy of Radha Rani, the love of Radha Rani. And as you know, the rain falls on the top of the mountain and it falls down the mountain in rivers. So the rain of mercy of Radharani's Adarbha was already rained on the top of Varsana at 5 o'clock this morning. Now that rain of mercy is running down the sides of the four faces of Brahma, which is the Vrishabhanupur. It's running down the mountain of Varsana and flooding the plains of Vrindavan with this Radha praying, Krishna praying. So we're there. We're receiving the floodwaters of Varsana. Because in Sankalpas Radharani, she appears in Varsana. When Vrishabhanu Maharaji goes for bathing, he bathes in a lake called Banupur. Banupur means the bathing place, or the bathing lake of Vrishabhanu. And when he's taking his bath at noontime, when the sun is in the top of the sky, he sees his golden lotus flower, and a baby girl is playing on that lotus flower. And then he thinks, oh, what are you doing? Playing on this lotus flower in the middle of my lake where I take a bath. And then he said, you come. Oh, Lali. Lali, come to me. So then he collected Radharani's hands, and that's how, why so many people celebrate the appearance of Radharani in Varsana. Because in the previous kalpa of Brahma, she appeared there. It was Nityalila. But we, in Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we celebrate the appearance of Radharani in Bhava. Rava is right next to Gokul. It's across the Yamuna. And that day of her appearance is described in Vajrivastava. If we look at the appearance of Krishna, the Avarbhavtithi of Krishna, and the Avarbhavtithi of Radharani, we'll see some similarities and some differences. Radharani, she appeared when the sun is in the most exalted position in the sky. The sun is most exalted when it's at 12 o'clock. At noontime, the sun is in the top of the sky with its full grandeur, with its full splendor, magnificence, light, power, radiance. And so she appeared at that time. She's Banu Nandini. She's the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Banu means light, radiance, sun. So she appeared when the sun is exalted. Now if you look at Krishna's appearance, he appeared at midnight. He appeared at midnight when the moon is exalted. The moon is in its topmost position at midnight. It's shining over the land, shining over everyone's head. So this Krishna is appearing in the Chandravamsa at midnight. Radharani is appearing exactly opposite, in the midday. So as you know, opposites attract. North pole is attracted to the south pole, just like this. So they're perfect. Radharani is at noontime, then Krishna's at midnight. So this is one point about Radharani's birth. So in Braja Vilastava, there's a nice verse describing the place where Radharani appeared in the village. Because Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they were living in Varsana, and they gave birth to one son named Sridhar. But for a long time, they couldn't have another child. So some rishis recommended, why don't you go to the banks of Yamuna? Because Yamuna is the daughter of the sun god. And your husband, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he's a devotee. He worships Surya Narayan. He worships the sun god. So if you go to the banks of Yamuna, your husband can do the worship there very nicely and get the mercy of the daughter of the sun planet, because the daughter is Yamuna Devi. So he took the advice. So then Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida, they moved from Varsana to Rabal. Rabal is right on the banks of the Yamuna, and they did puja there. So another name for the city of Rabal is called Mukhyaravali. This means, it actually means the most worshipable place of earth. Mukhya means chief, and Avali means worshipable place or vigraha. In the city of Rabal, or Mukhyaravali, the precious jewel known as Srimati Radharani took birth in the mind of Kirtida Devi's womb, which is glorified by jubilant demigods, sages, and human beings. I pray that when I enter King Vrishabhanu's capital city of Rabal, or Mukhyaravali, Pura, which is populated with many gopas and gopis and sradhikas, I may become drowned in a great flood of transcendental bliss and love. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami is glorifying Kirtika, the mother of Srimati Radharani, because from her womb, Radharani made her divine appearance on this holy day, Radhastami. This is Bhadra Mas, the same month which Krishna appeared in Krishna Paksha, the dark time of the month. Radharani is appearing in the light time. This is called the Shukla Paksha. The actual day that Radharani appeared was Monday. She appeared on Monday, Sombar. Today, of course, is Wednesday, it's in Budvar. At this time, and the nakshatra she appeared in is called Anuradha. Anuradha nakshatra. This one Gopi describes up there. So, here it's glorifying Kirtika. Your womb is like a mine from which great jewels, a mine, you dig a mine or you dig a hole in the ground, it's called a mine, a kani. Kani means Ratna Kani, a mine full of jewels. So Radharani, that jewel-like Radharani appeared from your womb. So you see, who is this mother of Radharani? Her name is Kirtika. And who is the mother of Krishna? It is Yashoda. So Yashoda means one who gives fame, Yashoda. So the person who gave fame, Nanda Maharaj became very famous by marrying Yashoda, because he became the father of Krishna, Nandananda, Yashodananda. And Kirtika also means fame, Kirtika. So Krishna's mother is Yashoda, she gives fame, and Radharani's mother is Kirtika, because she's famous, because that jewel-like Prema Murti, the form, the very form of Krishna Prema, has manifested or appeared from the divine womb of Kirtika. So she has become famous in this world. She has given fame to the whole world because from her, Srimati Radharani has appeared. And not only that, it's described that anyone who worships her daughter, Kirtika, anyone who worships her Radharani, they will become famous also as a worshiper of Radharani, because Krishna takes particular notice of anyone who worships Radharani, because he himself is worshiping Radharani, and Radharani is Krishna's priyati, his dearmost beloved object or person. So this is another meaning of the word Kirtika. This actual day of appearance of Radharani is nicely described also in the Bhaktiratnakar. How joyful that day was. I was thinking last night that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas mean Vaishnavas are worshippers of Vishnu, different various forms of Vishnu, Ram or Krishna, or Vishnu himself and Narayan. They're called Vaishnavas, and they all wear Urdhvapandra, this tilak going upwards, Ram Bhaktas, Krishna Bhaktas, etc. But for us, we say we're Vaishnavas, but really we're Shaktas. Shaktas. We worship the Shakti more. We worship the energy of Krishna. And you see in South India, there's so many temples of Krishna and Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. But where do you find temples of Radharani? You don't find. Not in South India. So in Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the most important day for us is not Janmashtami, but Radhastami. This is the most important day for us, because our Ishta Dev is not, we don't have an Ishta Dev, a worshipful or controlling Lord. We have an Ishta Devati. We have an Ishta Devi. So our Ishta Devi, that personality, our worshipful personality, is Srimati Radharani. So this is her appearance day. That's why Prabhupada, he explains, he says, please, oh Radharani, tell about me to your Krishna. Prabhupada uses this phrase in one page. He says, we put our petition for service at the lotus feet of Radharani, because she's the dearmost of Krishna. And Prabhupada, in one place, he's telling, we say, oh Radharani, please, you tell about me to your Krishna. You explain, oh Krishna, please put in a good word for me, because you're Karunamayi. You're that merciful, compassionate representative of Krishna. Please tell him something about me, that I'm also chanting his name, I'm also trying to serve him. So this is a description from this Mathura Mangal Purkama. This is Bhakti Ratnakar, chapter 5, describing Ravel. Just see Ravel, the village where Rishabhanu used to live happily. Srimati Radhika appeared here And by her auspicious appearance, the whole world was filled with joy. May I be filled with love for Radharani, who appeared in Rupa, which is also known as Vrishabhanapur. This is a translation from the same Rajvilas. The precious gem Sri Radha appeared there in the mind of Kirtika's womb, which is praised by demigods, rishis, and human beings. Who can understand the joy in the house of Vrishabhanu when Kirtika and Radharani appeared there? The radiant effulgent form of Radharani illuminated the 10 directions. Whoever saw Radharani, or actually he's using the present tense here, he's saying, whoever sees Radharani is once freed from the threefold miseries, like the Adidaivika miseries of the demigods, the Adibodhika, the Atmika. Just by having Radharani's darshan, we become free from those miseries. And when we see, that's why I was saying that Radhastami is the most important day for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And I was thinking that, I was comparing in my mind that Radhastami, the Mahotsav, or the festival of Radhastami, is like a golden lotus flower. The golden lotus flower represents the face of Radharani, which is beautiful and sweet and fragrant and attractive like a golden lotus flower. And when the lotus flower opens up, a new lotus flower, then all the honeybees will fly from every direction. The honeybees will come there, land on that lotus flower, and drink the nectar. And they will become intoxicated by that sweet nectar emanating from the golden lotus flower. So I was thinking, there's many holy days in Vrindavan. There's Janmashtami, and there's appearance days of different avatars and different saints. But in Radhastami, usually all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, no matter where they may be around the world, they may be in England or Australia or America or Italy or some Russia or somewhere, they mark their calendar. They say, oh, I must go to Vrindavan on Radhastami. Maybe Janmashtami I celebrate in my own temple in Delhi or wherever, but Radhastami, I must be in Vrindavan. I have to be in Vrindavan. So the devotees say, meditate, yes. I don't know what day, but I have to be there for Radhastami. Why is that? Because there's some special attraction in our hearts for Radharani. Something has been implanted in our hearts. Some special attraction for Radharani has been placed in our hearts by Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada is that pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. And he wants to engage the entire world in the service of Radha Govinda. Well, we say, Prabhupada wants to engage everyone in the service of Radha Govinda. So it's interesting, it's important. First, the name of Radharani is mentioned. We don't say the service of Govinda and Radharani. So first, Prabhupada is saying, first, everyone should engage in the service of Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada is that pure devotee of Radharani that wants everyone to come here. So everyone has that homing instinct. It's called homing instinct. Certain birds, when the winter comes, they will leave their habitat and fly to the south for fair weather and happy surroundings, comfortable environment. So we are like homing pigeons, or homing birds. Oh, Radhastami's coming. Book my ticket. Get my plane ticket. I have to be in Vrindavan. So of all the Mahotsavs, of all the Arvabhaktis in Vrindavan, Radhastami is the biggest and is the best and most attractive. So all the bumblebee-like devotees, they fly into Vrindavan on Radhastami to land on the golden lotus flower of Radharani's sweet lotus face and drink the sweet nectar of her darshan. And not only, and so Radharani is so much appreciative, and so much Karunamayi, and so much a loving mother, and a loving friend, and a loving Sakhi. Sakhi means friend. She's a Sakhi, she's a mother, she's our support, she's our energy, she's our protectress, she's our shelter, she's our everything. Srimati Radharani. So she thinks, all my children, all my devotees, all my bumblebees, all my madhukars, so many madhukars and madhukaris have come here. So I know you're from the west, and you don't like hot weather, and you don't like bright sunshine. So I'm going to cover my brush with beautiful clouds, because those clouds will remind me of my Shama Sundar. So I will serve two purposes. When I look up in the sky, I'll think, ah, Ganesham, 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 Sham, Sham. And then I will see Sham by covering my brush with these beautiful dark clouds. And at the same time, I will comfort and relieve all of my devotees with a cooling atmosphere. Because this cooling atmosphere is actually the breeze coming from the lotus feet of Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki. So this is Radharani's love. This is her compassion. We're experiencing. We read, oh yes, Radharani is Karunamayi. But where's that Karuna for me? Here it is. Take it. Drink it. Absorb it. Feel it. It's happening on our heads right now. She's showering her Karuna on us. So this is her mercy. Because usually at this time, mid-September, as anyone knows who's frequented India, it's very, very hot. Because this is Ashwin month. It's not right now, it's been postponed to Adhika month. This Ashwin comes before Kartik, and always before Kartik it's very, very hot. And then Kartik will get some relief, because it's Radharani's month. But now it's the timing of Ashwin, but what weather? This is the loving reciprocation between Bhakta and Bhagavan, or between Radharani and her devotees. So, Radharani's body when she appeared, or it is, extremely soft, and her complexion is like molten gold. Alas, how is it possible to describe the exquisite beauty of her limbs? Seeing her beauty, her parents could not control their excitement, and they repeatedly looked at her moon-like face. The entire universe was filled with the sound of jai, jai, jai. And the elderly gopis sang auspicious songs. The sounds of various musical instruments resounded in chanting vibrations. And everyone began to dance in excitement, chanting, very good, very good. I don't know if they were chanting very good. They were chanting balo, balo, or whatever. What do they say in Hindi? Shabash. Shabash, shabash, balo, balo. They weren't chanting in English. Very good, very good. Then, in that exaltation, it's a utsav, maha utsav, avivaha utsav, maha utsav, maha utsav. Their hearts were jumping, their minds were jumping, they were spinning in happiness and overflowing with joy over the birth of Radharani. So their hands were just itching. The love and excitement was coming out of their hands. They wanted to do something with their hands. So they started picking up things and throwing them. So they picked up haldi powder, turmeric, and yogurt, because everywhere, of course, always when coward men are there, there's so many spices for cooking, and so much yogurt is there, and so much butter is freely available. They started throwing turmeric on each other, throwing yogurt on each other, and butter, and pouring milk over each other's head. It was a great festival, because this is how they celebrate. It's like when we have a festival, we don't throw milk on each other's head. Right? We don't throw yogurt all over each other. We don't throw turmeric. But what do? We drown each other with the nectarine rains of the holy name. We have kirtan for 5 or 6 hours, so everybody is drenched. We drench each other with perspiration, with praying sankirtan sway, with the sweat and perspiration of sankirtan. So we also drown each other in the great ulas of sankirtan, praying sankirtan. But I've never seen any festival where devotees start throwing yogurt on each other and rubbing, ghee on each other. It might get a little bit out of hand. It's here, the gopas are rubbing ghee and yogurt on the gopis. And the gopis are rubbing ghee and turmeric on the gopas. So this is the pure exchanges of the devotees and the Braj. The coward men were laughing, and they were making others laugh with their gestures. Gestures means their faces. They're making funny faces. And everyone was seeing the faces of one coward man was making another coward man laugh, because one coward man, maybe he wasn't into the kirtan. Sometimes the coward men aren't into the kirtan, so they stand like this with a long face. So then some other kirtanier who's relishing the ecstasy of Yusuf, he comes over to him and he imitates his face and goes, oh, Prabhu. He imitates his long, sad, morose face. And then that person says, oh, he's mocking me. Then he smiles and starts laughing. And then his friend pulls him by the arm and says, hey, kirtan guru, bolo, Radhe Shyam. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So this way, one coward boy is making faces, and another, then he started laughing, and they all started laughing, and ha 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 Pulas means dancing, singing, laughing, fun, music. These are all the elements of festival. Not like, oh, do we have to listen to this guy? Can we get off that seat so that we can hear someone speak some philosophy and something serious? There you go. The brahmanas and the singers were offered valuable gifts. And although Ghanashyam, who is the other name for Narahari, Chakravarti, wrote this, although he's seen this scene, he is unable to relish its happiness. Seeing the beauty of Srimati Radhika on her appearance, her parents became agitated with love, and they were unable to take their minds away from her. We can pray today to Vrishabhanu Maharaj in Kirtida, because today, when someone's in a good mood, it's a good time to ask for something. Every wife knows this art very well. Oh, today my husband isn't very happy. He's in a very good mood. So today is the day I'm going to ask him. Oh Prabhu, Pati, oh Guru Pati, oh Prabhu, please, I need 10,000 rupees. I have to buy some new sari. No? So on this particular day, Kirtida and Vrishabhanu are in such happiness as we're hearing. So that means that the treasury of their hearts are wide open. Their hearts are wide open. Kirtida's heart is wide open. Vrishabhanu's heart is wide open. What does that mean? That means they're in a mood to give charity. They're giving to the brahmanas. They're giving so much charity and wealth. So we want to beg charity also. We want to beg charity from Kirtida and Vrishabhanu on this day. Just like Vamana Maharaj, he came to Bali and he begged charity. So we want to come, this is a very wonderful day, Kirtida. And Vamana Maharaj, it's a very happy day for you. Yes, oh yes, this is Radhastami, it's such an honor to play. Oh, and you're in a happy mood, yes, yes. Oh, can you do me one favor? Yes, yes, whatever you want, I'll give to you. I have a request. I want this request. I want to become agitated in love for Radharani, and I want to be unable to take my mind away from Radharani. Because here Narahari Chakravarti is saying that on this day, when they saw the appearance of Radharani, Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida, they became agitated from Radharani. So then, that's a very attractive proposal for a devotee of Krishna. It's a very attractive proposal. If I knock on the door of Radharani, she may be busy with Krishna. So I don't want to disturb Radha Krishna. But today, Kirtida and Vrishabhanu were in a very great mood of exaltation and audharya, generosity, magnanimity. So then they go to their feet. Oh, Kirtida Ma. Oh, Ma. Oh, Kirtida. I am so infamous because I am the shelter of all bad things. I have no fame, I'm infamous, but you're Kirtida. So please, you give me some Kirti. You give me some fame. Oh Beta, don't cry. Oh Beta, don't cry. Oh, what do you want? I just have one thing. Please give me one blessing. And Vamana Maharaj, please, you're like my father. You're the king of Vrindavan. And I'm living in Vrindavan. Please, can't you be kind to me on this holy day of Radharani's appearance? Please, can you bless me? Oh, Beta, what? Don't be. Relax, it's okay. What do you want? Please bless me with my mind that I can become agitated with love for your daughter, Vrishabhanu Nandini. I can always be disturbed by my love for Radharani. And please let my mind stay fixed on Radharani's service, the seva of Radharani, Radharani Dasya. Please give me this blessing. Can you give me this blessing on this holy day? Oh, yes, yes. And then Vrishabhanu Maharaj embraces me and rubs my head. And then Kirtida, she puts her hand and rubs my head and says, okay, yes, you take this blessing. Let your mind be filled with Radharani. Be agitated, always day and night thinking how to please Radharani, how to serve Radharani, how to make Radharani happy. Let that be your mind. And then let your mind never go from that place. This is such a nice thing, it's being told here. Kirtida and Vrishabhanu gave various gifts in charity for the auspiciousness of their daughter. Who can describe that scene? Only the fortunate souls can see this. Sri Radha would wander around with many other girls, and her mother felt joyful watching her. This is when she's growing up. So this is some description of the place of Radharani's appearance in Rahul, which is near Gokul, on this holy day. Like, I was thinking this morning about Radharani, and I was thinking, which Radharani do we worship? Do we worship the Radharani of Kirtida and Vrishabhanu? Do we worship the Radharani that appeared 500 years ago? Mahabhav, Sorufini, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Do we worship Krishna in that mood of Radharani? Radharani is Lord Gauranga. Do we worship the Radharani of Shamsundar? Shamsundar's Radharani? Do we worship the Radharani of Lalita Sakhi? Lalita Sakhi has her Radharani. Which Radharani do we worship? Or whose Radharani do we worship? And I came to the conclusion that we worship Prabhupada's Radharani. We worship Srila Prabhupada's Radharani. Because his name is Srila. La means to take. And Sri means Srimati Radharani. So that person, that great Prabhu, whose feet our head is situated at, he is going to Srila, give us Radharani. Srila Prabhupada. Our head is at the feet, the Pad, the Prabhupada, our master. And our holy master, he is Srila. La means to take. I think in Hindi, no, Lelo, Lelo, La. And Sri means the beauty, the opulence, and the most, the supreme goddess of fortune, Srimati Radhika. So we, that the Radharani, we worship and adore and meditate on is Srila Prabhupada's Radharani. And who is that Radharani of Srila Prabhupada's Radharani? Srila Prabhupada's Radharani is known as Seva Kundeshwari. Seva Kundeshwari Radharani. This is kind of like Parishishta Leela, our presentation on Vyasa Puja Day. This is the epilogue or the appendix. That we worship Prabhupada's Radharani. Who is that Radharani? That is the Radharani in Seva Kundesh. What Radharani is in Seva Kundesh? Radharani in Seva Kundesh is the Swadina Bratrika Radharani. The Radharani that controls Krishna. Because Seva Kundeshwari, she's the Kunja Eshwari of Seva Kundesh. Because when Radharani is wandering in a rasa dance with Krishna, she feels some tired. So she goes in a little kunj. There's a beautiful banyan tree there along the side, the banks of the Yamuna. And she sits under there and she says, "Oh, Shyam, my feet are so tired. My feet are so sore from wandering here and there. Can you please rub my feet? Please massage my feet." "Yes, certainly, Guruji. Give me your feet." So Krishna starts rubbing Radharani's feet so gently, so tenderly, so lovingly, just like not pulling her toes and cracking her toes. He doesn't crack her toes. It's very gentle because the feet of Radharani are the supreme, topmost worshipable object of Sri Krishna. There is no other. The feet of Radharani is Charan Shiromani. He keeps the feet on his head like a beautiful crown. Radharani's feet are held on Krishna's head like a beautiful adornment, or ornament, a crown on top of his head. So he massages her feet, and then she says, "Oh Krishna, now my clothing has become disarrayed, my hair is untidy. Please, you make nice mala for me, you brush my hair." So Krishna starts brushing Radharani's hair, and he reaches up to pick some flowers from the vines and lata there. And he starts putting some gokul flowers in Radharani's braid after he braids, makes her veining. And this way Radharani is in a controlling mood. And Krishna's serving her. Krishna's serving Radharani in Seva Kunj at the place of Sringharbhad. So our Prabhupada, this is his place. So he's served, Prabhupada is assisting in the service of Seva Kundeshwari. The Swamini, or the controller of Seva Kunj. Seva Kundeshwari. So this we worship this Radharani, the Radharani who is in the mood of controlling Krishna, the Radharani who Krishna is serving. that Savior Bhagavan. Krishna is known as the Savior Bhagavan. He is, you know, everyone is serving Vishnu, but that Supreme Krishna is serving our Srimati Radharani. So on this day we celebrate that appearance of Radharani, and we pray to Prabhupada that you will please, you accept me in your service, and you accept me in the service of Radharani, your Srila. Allow me to accept, to take. Prabhupada saying, take Srila, take Srimati Radharani. I have her in my heart. And Prabhupada is installed, Prabhupada has installed Sevakanjeshwari in the heart of everyone. And he's initiated. How has he done that? Because he's given us the Gopal Mantra. And when he gives us the Gopal Mantra, he gives us Gopi Jana Vallabha. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Who is Gopi Jana Vallabha? Krishna has so many lovers in Vrindavan. There are so many thousands of gopis. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Kriya. Then we say, Hey Krishna, Krishna Sindhu, Dina Bandha Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta. Gopika Kanta. Gopika Kanta means the lover of the gopis. Krishna is Gopika Kanta. So that means so many gopis Krishna loves. But then, we always save the best for last. The best thing is always saved for last. So in the same way, in this pranam prayer to Krishna, this, the best is being saved for Gopika Kanta, then what?
Radha
Kanta Namo Stute. Radha Kanta, because Radharani, she is that the topmost Kanta. So her name, Gopi Kanta, that Gopi Kanta means generic gopis. I mean, this gopi, alaga alaga gopi, Chandravali, Lalita Vishakasta Saki, this, that. So many thousands, millions of gopis, Strutichari, Munichari, all sub gopis included there. Gopi Kanta. But then there's one Kanta. There's the name Kanta is also reserved for one gopi, Radha Kanta. Saving the best for last. So that Radha Kanta is Gopi Jana Vallabha. She is that Gopi Jana. She is that Gopi Jana which is the most beloved of Krishna. Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Jana Vallabhaya. So we offer ourselves at her feet. And this Seva Kanjeshwari Prabhupada is planted in the heart of all his disciples when he gave the Gopal Mantra. Because Gopi Jana Vallabha means Radha. With Krishna come into our hearts. Well, what Radha? Prabhupada's Radha. And what Radha is that comes into our hearts? It's Swadina Bhratrika Radha. It is Seva Kunjeshwari Radha. It is the Radha that is always being served moment to moment by Sri Krishna. Dai Dai Shri Radhe. So everything should end on a sweet note, and there's nothing sweeter in this world than the transcendental sound vibration of the name of Radha and Shyam.